Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Portland's favorite morning roast.
Who was the second hottest golden girl? Oh, you want to rank the hot golden girls?
It's time for your sunrise guys.
If Blanche is number one,
was she the first TV cougar?
Ooh.
Andy Dirk Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
You're going to say Estelle. You're going to surprise me, and I'm not going to judge you. Estelle seems like she was probably wild.
Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM. The Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope your weekends were great.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody. Where we're at, baby. Where we're at. Great Christmas presents. If you missed it in the last hour, we swapped them out. Swag's got the sweatshirt on. It looks delightful.
I love that.
It looks delightful. We need to refine that picture, too, and post that again, because you're doing naughty thing. You know what you're doing to Benny the Beaver?
Yeah.
Right in the butt?
Yeah.
I mean, just you are right behind Benny and making the funniest-looking face I've ever seen. Just happy as
we had to sober up in Corvallis before we left, man. That took us a while.
We had a good time.
We had a great time.
Crawford was down there with us, trying to give us some ecstasy. I don't know what that was happening, dude.
Well,
it was
all weird. Probably.
I own it all.
Yeah, probably.
Delightful time down in Corvallis. How about your Beavs beating Arizona State?
Yeah.
What the hell happened there? It's the first time they've won a road non-conference game since 2019.
Give them an extension.
That stat blew me away this weekend. My team lost to Gonzaga.
Washington lost to Seattle.
Yeah, at least
Seattle.
They did, yeah.
So don't act like that was a road game. You played in Climate Pledge.
Played a Climate Pledge.
You lost.
That's a neutral.
To Seattle.
Yeah.
It's like when they had that home winning streak thing going on and they tried to act like losing the Apple Cup in the Seahawks stadium didn't count.
Yeah.
Like, really? Come on. It's on the other side of town, man.
Seattle U plays half their home games there.
Yeah. Mm. And nobody showed up. Like,
unfortunately,
it was a pretty empty
when
building.
The Pilots go up there in February, we're not playing there. We're playing in their high school gym.
Oh, you didn't get to go to Climate Pledge. Huh?
No.
Did you see, speaking of my former school, did you see that Trent Bray is the DC at Wazoo?
It's in my notes today to get to. I don't know if we're going to get it, but we can do it now. That's a weird wrinkle on that rivalry. We also had Kenny Dillingham.
You know he hates us.
Who was definitely going to take the money and go to Michigan, because how could he not?
Five-year extension.
Say, no, I'm not going to. I thought money's the only thing that matters. Kenny Dillingham stays put in Tempe.
Are you not, look, it's not loyalty that I'm surprised by, because he's been super big. I'm ASU guy.
This was awesome for college football, man.
$7.5 million a year. He goes to Michigan, he's making at least 11 and a half.
Without a doubt. They offered him probably north of 12, plus a $20 million, you know, for your talent pool and all that stuff.
Yeah, and that's what he wanted at ASU, which is why they think the per year basis is so much lower. Like, 7.5 shocked me. And then I'm like, well, but if he could have got 10.
Where's that also put him in Big 12 coaches, though? Is that the highest paid coach in the Big 12?
Ooh, not, I don't think with Kalani's extension.
Oh, touche. He just got a new deal. That's right.
Let me
right.
see if I can find
I would have guessed Whittingham was probably around that territory, but he's now
Whittingham
gone.
Was up there. You'll
I
have,
don't know how much McGuire makes at Texas
well,
Tech.
Well, if they go deep, I'm sure
Leipold's making 7.5. Whittingham was 6.5.
Okay.
Dion's 5.7. And Gundy was making 7.75 after his pay cut.
Yeah.
So,
oops.
I think McGuire probably, will get a nice raise if they
win and go on a run.
He's earned that. It's McGuire, Satake, and Dillingham, I would guess.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Leipold's probably still in that too.
I don't know where Michigan goes, but the Bray thing in Pullman's hilarious. That's I mean, I didn't realize that he grew up in Pullman and his dad coached there. Mm. That's
oh,
where he was
yeah.
born. So
yep.
there's that side of the story for it.
Yep.
But also in the new look Pac-12, I think that's a. That's kind of becoming an interesting little...
It is becoming a rivalry.
It's becoming a thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen overnight. It's got to happen organically. You got players pushing and shoving after the games. You guys somehow beat them the first two times, and you weren't supposed to beat them. Somehow you did, and now you got the former head coach going to be the DC coming to town.
Oh,
interesting little
I can't
thing.
Wait to dominate that dude. Hey, look, this is what it's like when you get talent here. We can actually play winning football. Have fun coaching in the Palouse.
Yeah, let that hate flow through your veins.
Good luck
buddy.
With all your JUCO transfers.
It's gonna work out well for you.
Community college guys, and have fun on the recruiting trail that you won't go on.
Hopefully they still offer scholarships to people who take visits elsewhere. We'll close out the show with Monday Night Football. I am spreading the line on the Niners. We'll see any interest in that game. We'll dive into that coming up at
There's
the end of the show.
A lot of interest in this game.
From a lot of different teams, right? I mean, just fascinating.
Pucker factor's big right now, boys. I'm so nervous about this one.
How do we feel about a Carolina Panthers NFC South championship? Because they beat Tampa this weekend, and Bryce Young, again, didn't hardly do anything, but they won. Even though a lot of the metrics still say Tampa's got a better shot at winning the division.
Well, they have the two remaining games. Tampa will win the second.
And Carolina gets Seattle this weekend.
Yeah.
So that's a really tough game. Tampa,
they got Miami, I think.
Yeah, I think it's Miami. And then they play Carolina
again. And then
they
got Carolina at Tampa.
If you get a Carolina loss to Seattle and then Tampa wins out, obviously they end up winning the division. So it doesn't. That game becomes a moot point. Yeah. But Carolina, I mean, they did it. They beat Tampa the first time around, at least.
What they needed to do. No, the Squawks are going to be all focused because a win there keeps them in line for the number one seed.
Especially if the Niners win tonight. They beat Indianapolis. They got to play their arses off to keep up with holding that one seed because then they will play each other.
And if that happens and then Tampa Bay handles Miami, then that game, that will be the Sunday night game because it means singly whoever wins the division because the other team's out of the wild card.
Mm. So you got two interesting case studies for Sunday night for the last week of the year because you have potentially Chargers and Broncos on the line for the AFC West. And I don't know if the Chargers have a shot at the win.
So the Broncos have to lose their next game to make that happen for the Chargers?
No, either way. But the Chargers have to beat the Texans. If the Chargers lose to the Texans, then it's done. The Broncos, if they win, don't matter because they would end with the same record.
And the Chargers
would finish 6-0 in the division.
Yeah.
They haven't lost a division game yet. They beat the Chiefs twice, they beat the Raiders twice, and they beat the Broncos the first time they played them.
Yeah.
So if they win, they would have all the tiebreakers because they're undefeated in the division.
Usually
what's the bigger game? What game would be more Sunday night worthy?
Usually the Sunday night game, it is a standalone, so the outcome doesn't affect other playoff situations, and they try to do it where the winner's in and the loser's out.
Mm, so and you don't think it'll be either Chargers, because Chargers, Broncos are both in, and Niners and Seahawks are both in.
If it breaks the way where that game, the Tampa Bay Panthers game determines the division champs,
I don't want that to be Sunday night football.
Then I'm almost
so
positive that will be it.
So bad.
Based on the history of how they've done that Sunday
night. I see your
night.
Point, and then it's
It is a standalone. A
couple years ago, that was the Packer-Lion game where the Lions had nothing to play for but eliminated the Packers.
I don't like that, though. Why can't we break tradition?
I agree with Sprague. Those two matchups, if it plays out. Like, if the Niners lose tonight, it's a moot point. If the Chargers lose to the Texans, it's a moot point. Both those things could happen.
But give me some juice in that game.
But that's like, hey, the difference between being the 5 seed or the 6 seed and the 2 seed or whatever, or the 1 seed maybe
now,
in the NFC.
If Tampa Bay screws the pooch against Miami.
Which is, Ewers is playing. Which made me yesterday go, something happened behind the scenes for them to do what they did at quarterback.
Yeah.
That wasn't just to his playing back. Quinn Ewers sucks.
Let's not forget this organization openly tried to get their last coach to tank, so I don't know if that's...
Well, I think that guy's going to get fired. Like just clearly something happened between McDaniel and Tua for him to go, I'm going to play the worst option here.
Yeah. Zach Wilson didn't even get a look. Not that Zach Wilson's great, but he, after the announcement was made, was like, wait a minute, dude, why am I not getting a shot here?
So if that game, if the division is somehow clinched beforehand, then... who knows which what they'll take. But if that game is simply for the division title, winner in, losers out.
Seahawks Niners feels like the Sunday night game.
That's the one seed on the potentially. One yes. seed in the NFC on the line.
The division, the one seed.
Niners got to beat the Bears, and they got to win tonight, and the Seahawks got to beat Carolina. None of those things are guaranteed, but if it does.
If the Rams are still in play.
Yeah, they are.
Then those two games will be played simultaneously.
Yeah. I think Swag's going to end up being right here, but it should be a wrong opinion.
So you think it's going to be what game again?
He thinks it's going to be Carolina-Tampa.
As long as the Carolina-Tampa game is winner wins the division, loser is out, that will be your Sunday night.
Because the five seed in the NFC will already know we're going on the road to play the winner, of,
the
this
winner
game,
of this game.
And so it's not nothing else is impacted other than who you're playing and where you're going to be traveling.
Well, look, one seed's great, home field throughout. Like, that's all well and good. I'm also sitting here as a Niner fan. And I want them to win out because I'm a fan. But, like, also being in a world where you're the five seed and you get to go play Carolina or Tampa versus...
It's a huge difference, man.
Yeah, man. It's massive. And the Rams are sitting there going, glad we blew that game.
But if you have games where the outcomes is affected by another game, like it all figures in, they want to play those games at the same time so there's no funny business with resting guys and all that stuff.
The difference in being the five seed and the six seed in the AFC is massive, too, because you're looking at a world where potentially you're going from playing the Steelers to playing the Jaguars. And I don't know about you, maybe we're still not fully bought in on the Jags right now. I certainly don't know how, in terms of like, would I buy a ticket on them to win a Super Bowl? I don't know, but they've shown enough at least to be like, damn, that's a much tougher game than going to Pittsburgh and playing 49-year-old Aaron Rodgers. And I know Aaron Rodgers got a nice win yesterday, and that was a chaotic finish.
I got to give them, at least their offense
is
competent now.
It's been better
than DK
weeks.
Punching a fan.
Which I just, I know that ended up being a whole thing. My take on it is players should be able to punch one fan a year.
Did you see what the guy, they actually interviewed the fan.
He said he didn't say anything.
He said, I called him by his government name
and he
wasn't a fan.
No, you didn't. Yeah. No, you didn't. No player reacts that way to having somebody call them their government name. Nobody believes you. You're a psychotic Lions fan who's wearing a blue wig sitting in the front row seat. We think that guy's just, I called him his guy, used his middle name.
What does
That's
DK
all that I say.
DeKalen.
Okay.
DeKalen.
Chad
Metcalf.
Johnson reported that he talked to DK Metcalf and he said the N-word to him. Little bit of a different story there, but you think that fan's going to come out after the game and say, well, guys, it's funny you mentioned that. The reason I got punched in the face is because I called him a racial slur.
Fascinating behind-the-scenes story here. We had a sales rep who I convinced him in a joke that you had a stage name.
Oh.
And I said, Andy's not his real name. And he goes, what's his real name? And I said, Ashley. But he doesn't want to be Ashley Johnson. And their minds were blown by it. And for like...
How long was it believed? How long?
Like a week and a half.
Like a week and a half?
No, actually, it might have been like 2 days. I'm sorry. And then it was like, he just responded. It was like, Ashley, huh? Because I thought he'd confront you about it. He was like,
nobody
it's Ashley Johnson.
Nobody asked me that.
Yeah.
My parents actually
I said you were a feminine junior.
Oh, okay. Ironically, my parents thought I was going to be a girl the entire time. I don't think they did a gender reveal thing, so they just assumed it. I don't know why. They just assumed I was going to be a girl.
I think most normal humans back then didn't do gender reveals.
That's probably a normal thing. They didn't even pick out a boy's name because I came out and they're like, I was going to be Hannah.
Hannah Johnson. Yeah.
Hannah Johnson.
What made him go to Andrew?
Family history. I think there's an Andrew and a, I don't know. Somewhere.
Where at?
Andrew Johnson.
How far up are we going?
Not the former president of the United States. Okay. As far as I know.
Maybe there's some lineage there.
Can I get some money out of that deal? Have we got any leftovers? So there you go. There's a little bit of a... quickly on the NFL, big or disappointing win. Do either of these fall into the category? Texans, what are we doing? What are we doing?
No kidding. Cost
Bills,
me three in a
we,
weekend.
What are we doing?
Same.
What are we doing?
How is
the Bills?
Ashton Gentry not at the top of the scout?
We do know that playing at Cleveland is stupid.
I know.
Also, Josh Allen got hurt in this game, which scared the living crap out of me.
Yes.
James Cook is awesome. I apologize for wondering aloud if the Bills should pay you. You're spectacular. I think the Bills were just trying to get past Cleveland and, whatever.
Texans, that was at home,
That was
too.
Concerning. CJ Stroud was
terrible.
Not good in that game.
No.
They gave up multiple big plays to Jenty, who has quietly had a nice little rookie year for himself.
He's come on. For a terrible team, he's come on late.
I don't know what to make of it because I could also see the Texans beating the Chargers
without a doubt. I wouldn't surprise me in the least.
So was
and the Bills are still the Bills. Like I still
look ahead games
could be. Those were just two of the head scratchers of the weekend for me. I'm like, why are these games so uncomfortable? Somehow my survivor pool is still going on, and two people had the Texans this weekend. I'm like, is that going to be
that
the
it?
Game?
Two people?
There's three left. There's still three left. They've been going for like this a month amazing. And a half. They're just been like every week. It's just continuing to go.
We talk about Trevor Lawrence.
Let's talk about that. We got some of the notes out of the NFL. Trevor Lawrence and what he did. I got some stats on supporting cast to kind of put into context what some quarterbacks are doing around the NFL. The Lions, man, are we burying them? What happened? Is that the end of the run? What do they look like in years to come? Last thing to get to in the NFL back after this on The Fam.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, sorry, Bing. I got some bad news for you. That bad news is that this new state of the sport that we're watching kind of blows.
What?
USC and Notre Dame have failed to reach an agreement to extend their historic series, and they will now take a hiatus in the rivalry game. They will not begin. They're going to have a try and work towards restarting the series as soon as 2030. Question to you, will either coach still be at the school in 2030? Because there was a report that came out over the weekend that the number one guy on the Giants big board is Marcus Freeman.
No.
Neither one of them.
I have no reason to believe anybody in that sport. Maybe
Lincoln Riley won't
a couple coaches, but I just don't believe both will be there in 2030.
Okay. 3 more years away or 4 more, whatever it will be, because 2026 will be next season. Yeah. That sucks. That's a great game. It's a historic game. We've watched that game forever. Them not mowing the grass and the bush push and everything that went into it. That sucks. It's a new reality of college football that we can't figure out a way to do that. Notre Dame should be desperate for playing the best possible teams that they can because they just were left out of the playoff because the two best teams that they played, they lost to. So USC being on your schedule helps. That makes no sense for anybody involved.
Right.
And it's just another reality of like, why is this the direction we're going? But it's the direction we're going.
Well, at least the good news is we found out Notre Dame is willing to play BYU, just not for Pop-Tarts, but in the regular season.
So it sounds like replacing that game with BYU, or that's where they're slotting that in. So that'll be a fun game. Satake against Notre Dame. Who's the Notre Dame head coach? A lot of questions remain there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stick in the NFL, and let me ask this. So we've kind of asked this in a roundabout way earlier. Josh Allen out of the equation, okay? You cannot answer Josh Allen.
Okay.
Illegal to answer Josh Allen.
Sure.
I tend to think, now I don't know if you guys agree with me, I think we know the AFC playoff picture. I think it's set. The Colts don't really scare me. I don't think they're going to win
tonight. Of teams that are in?
Of teams. I think the shuffling will change, but I think we know not everybody's clinched yet.
But I would be surprised if the Steelers at this point don't win the North.
Same.
The Texans have a 2-game lead on the Colts. They have to win tonight. If they don't, it's essentially, you know, mathematically, you get my point.
Right.
Taking Josh Allen out of the equation, which quarterback in the AFC playoffs scares you the most if you have to play them?
Oh, dude.
Trevor Lawrence.
Drake May.
Okay.
Oh, I was curious. Scares me.
Scares you the most. Your team is playing that quarterback and you go, oh, damn it.
I'm trying to think of the whole team scenario here.
Yeah, that's a part of it.
It might be your boy.
Really?
Dude.
Consider even with the offensive line injuries in the playoffs?
That didn't seem to matter for Dallas.
Oh, Dallas' defense sucks, but I see your point.
I thought it was good, though. They got Quinn Williams.
No, it's not
no?
good. No.
Oh, okay. Eberflus definitely getting fired, by the
he
way.
He had one of the best games of his career, one of the best quarterbacks. I mean, just he lit them up
but
like a Christmas
he was
tree.
Also throwing dimes.
He was.
That
he
throw to
awesome
Quinston
scrambles.
Johnston and McConkey in stride. Like,
can you guys do me a favor?
Unbelievable.
Go look. The Johnston throw that was the touchdown, the first one that he threw that was a one-handed catch. Sick catch in the end zone,
great
by the way.
By
great
Johnston,
ball.
Yeah.
Go back and watch that replay when you get a chance and watch the Chargers right guard Mekhi Becton on that play.
What's he do?
He's literally, as Herbert throwing, as he's throwing the football into the end zone, Mekhi Becton is like horizontal flying backwards. Just getting, like he's like in the middle of the play. And then the camera pans to follow the ball.
Sure.
But all you see right before he throws it is Becton just, you know, his helmet, his face mask is facing the ceiling.
I think this is almost two different conversations in some ways. Like if you're just talking about the specific player at that position, I don't know how it's not Herbert.
Yeah, but then you add the surrounding
entirety
impact.
Of team.
Yeah. Entirety of team.
I'm probably going Drake May.
You're gonna go Drake May, and you're gonna go Jacksonville.
I would go. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence. They seem.
Dude, that was a massive win for them to go into Denver and to control the entire
they didn't just
game.
Win, dude. They dominated.
They controlled it all.
They are all on the same page.
And the Broncos
now.
Were due for. I mean, they had won 11 games in a row. Like you're due for, you know, a letdown or a bad game at some point.
Yep.
Back and forth. They made some mistakes early. Bo wasn't perfect. He wasn't terrible. That was more about to me not Denver losing. Losing because they still, I think, have the inside path for the number one seed in the AFC.
Yeah, because they
win
the
tiebreaker.
The
Patriots. They win the
tiebreaker. That's right. So they got the tiebreaker there. That was more about Jacksonville having one of those, like, yeah, you're telling us we've only been beating bad teams? Here we go. Now we got one on the road to Denver.
100%. I also think, like, the addition of Jacoby Myers cannot be overstated. What it's done of opening that entire offense up has been huge. I thought Hasselbeck had a really good call on SVP yesterday when he was like, how is Trevor Lawrence doing this? And he just identifies how much sliding protection's over, how much he's recognizing blitz packages, how he's able to get the quick reads. Like, that's a huge part of this, right? It's all the pre-snap stuff. And now he has his confidence back. Like, say what you want, whether you trust it. I said Friday, I don't think I would. Here I am, kind of looking like an idiot. Jacksonville looks amazing. I also, on the other side, my takeaway isn't like, oh, Denver lost. It was kind of the matter and also how they've been playing is a combination for me. If you lose to Jacksonville on a last-second field goal and that, or that even a touchdown, okay, they got dominated. Jacksonville's defense was stellar.
Mm-hmm.
I thought their offense lit that defense up. That defense suddenly, you're seeing teams kind of move the ball on them a little bit.
Last couple, Packers couldn't score touchdowns, but they moved the ball the entire game.
Well, guess
game.
Who teams are going to attack on the corner? Yeah. Riley Moss. Yeah. He's not very good. And so you're seeing kind of what teams are capable of doing. And on the other side of that, I didn't think Bo was bad, but this is the danger of all your wins coming back from being down and winning one-score games. Mm-hmm. You find yourself in these positions where it's desperation hour. And when you play really good football teams, you're not able to capitalize and beat the Giants every single week. So if I'm a Denver fan, you still feel fine. You have the one seed. You have the inside track to it. But my concern is if you don't have the consistency offensively, you can see really good offenses move the ball on your defense, and coming from behind every time ain't going to happen, dude.
Yep.
You cannot have a full season of that. So maybe that's a teachable moment. They can clean some stuff up. But I thought that was really impressive what Jacksonville did.
To further provide context, and then we'll go here in a second, but in terms of which guy do you fear the most, and you pointing out, you know, the supporting cast around you should have something to do with that. This is a Pro Football Focus rank in terms of supporting cast. So it takes in your grades as a team in running the football, catching the football, obviously, and then pass blocking and run blocking. So it's essentially every part of your offense sans what the quarterback is doing, who is graded the highest.
Right.
You ready for AFC where AFC playoff teams are ranked? The highest one in the AFC is the Bills at fourth. That's in the playoffs. The Colts are second on this list, but I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. The Bills are fourth. The Broncos are seventh. and help from their supporting cast. Scrolling down, let me find the rest of them. The Pats are 16th. The Jags are 17th. Steelers are 22nd. The Texans are 23rd, which I don't think is a surprise to anybody because their defense is carrying them. And last but very not least, here are the Chargers ranking supporting cast this year in terms of ability to run the football, catch the football, pass block, and run block. The Chargers are 28th in the NFL. The only teams worse than them this year, and that combined statistic, the Bengals are 29th. Yeah.
The Raiders?
The Raiders are 31st. The Saints are 30th, and the Browns are dead last in the NFL. Yeah. Those are the only teams that are worse than them in the league. So to your point about Herbert might being the guy, but in terms of what he's like, not else around them on that offense that you fear, although
you
their young receivers are playing
like,
really well right
okay,
now.
Okay, if we bottle up the run game, force them into third and longs, and we can just tee off, you know.
And their defense is playing great right now. Their defense is giving them a shot at in every game, which is desperately what they needed. They're just kind of quietly piling up wins. I don't know if it's changed the opinion of people about what they do in the playoffs, but I will say for the Chargers, the next 2 weeks, man, you get the Texans and the Broncos the next 2 weeks. You win those two games, maybe then all of a sudden you do say, hey, the offensive line might not be the ending of their year the way that we thought it was going.
Yeah, I think they're an interesting under-the-radar team because I don't think I'd pick them to beat the Broncos.
No.
I don't think I'd pick them to beat the Jags, the Patriots, and yet, you know, it's one thing to beat Dallas. It's not like Dallas is the world beater, but they, you know, they kind of beat them pretty well when they were down 17-14. Yeah. From there on air, it was a 20-0 answer. So
yep.
I was really impressed with the way Herbert played. Johnston just making good catches in general.
Yes.
That's a positive step in the right direction.
Back in Dallas, yeah.
You know, and also, like, to be fair on New England, they have great pieces. Vrabel's obviously a great coach who's probably going to win Coach of the Year. Drake May is so good.
He's been outstanding,
oh my God, is he good.
He's been outstanding. He's a ton of fun to watch, and it makes you hate New England because you're like, damn it, they did it again. But they had a nice comeback win on Sunday Night Football. Let's stick in the NFL a little bit. A couple of leftover angles to talk about in the final 30 minutes of the show right around the corner. Well, we'll close up a little Monday Night Football final thoughts of the year. Last show together as a threesome for the calendar year for us. I will not be watching any NFL on Christmas because it's just going to be horrible. I don't even know who's starting for the Chiefs. I don't think it matters.
Let me look up that guy's name. I tried to say it earlier, and I forgot how.
Now, the Lions are technically still alive, right? They're not technically eliminated.
They have to win their last two, and the Packers have to
lose their last two. So, you know. And Niner got hurt again this weekend. Is he going to play? Niner went down.
Chris Oladokun.
Sure. That's who's starting?
That's who played in place of Gardner Minshew yesterday, who also tore his ACL.
Yes.
I would say at this point, don't expect Niner because, you know, it's in a couple days.
Is this a mental rest game they're going to give him?
Dude, I almost text this to you guys, but I was going to save for the show, and it's not breaking news.
Uh-huh.
He scored on a run. And he did the gritty, and I just, like, I don't know if I dislike an athlete more actively playing, and I'll include Draymond Green in
that. Who do we dislike the most of this category? Can I throw three at you?
Yeah, do it, because him acting like he's carrying a franchise to success is, you can barely throw it to Justin Jefferson, dude, and you're sitting here grittying, acting like you're Mr. Tough Guy. It bothers me.
J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
Dylan Raiola.
Dylan Brooks.
Diego Pavia.
Who do I dislike the most?
Who do we dislike the most?
I'm going JJ.
JJ the most?
Yeah, because Raiola is like, that's just a running joke at this point.
Yeah.
Be your own person, but you can't. And then Pavia's, you know. Is anybody
F
surprised?
Voters.
Yeah, but
F
is any that's who he is.
That's who he's always been, I know. The Saturday slate in the NFL is pretty good this upcoming weekend. You get Texans, Chargers. It's a doubleheader on one on the NFL Network, and the other one's on Peacock. So that Texans-Chargers game is a Saturday game. It's a 1:30 game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then the nightcap, Ravens and Packers, not bad. I mean, Green Bay's still playing, but just Jordan Love play. Ravens still technically alive. Interesting game there. Do the quarterbacks end up playing in that game? Should be a snowy one at Lambeau Field.
What do you have Willis and Huntley play?
Like, then I don't care.
Look at
the
quarterback matchups in these games.
If that's the quarterback matchup, I'm not going to watch a second of that game because that's Saturday night, the 27th. We're not doing a show Monday. Mm-hmm. We're not here. I'm not watching a second of that game. Just going to be honest with you, full transparency. But if you give me Lamar versus Jordan Love back and both teams are playing kind of for their lives a little bit here, then I'm interested. I did want to take just a quick peekaboo at next weekend because there's not a ton on the line. It's not a great slate, but we do get Eagles and Bills, and that's a fascinating game for me because I don't really know where to land on Philly. You know how I feel about Jalen Hurts. I've made that clear all year.
They beat a bad team.
They've beaten back-to-back bad teams. Yeah. They beat the Raiders and the Commanders. They're on the road in Buffalo. Weather's going to be at play here. Like, Buffalo has not been perfect by any means. We talk about them on the road in Cleveland. So you get that game, and then you get Bears and 49ers on Sunday night, which, depending on how tonight goes, that's a massive Sunday night football game in week 17.
That's the game of the weekend. If the Niners beat the Colts,
that's a phenomenal game. Rams Falcons is a dud on Monday night. Yep. That's going to suck. The Christmas Day games suck, and the you know Saturday games, depending on quarterback play, we'll have to wait and see. Easily, it is Niners and Bears and Eagles and Bills for next weekend.
Seahawks at Panthers looks good on paper because of where the teams are standing. I have no faith.
What do we do with the Panthers if they win again?
What do we do with the Seahawks if they lose that game?
It's also funny because we have one of our Bucks P1, Spokane Jeff, texting in saying, I'm stuck in between. I want them to lose so Bowles gets fired, but want them to win to make the playoffs, and I don't know what the appropriate pathway is here.
I'll say this to Jeff. I think there's a world where you win the division and they do fire Bowles.
You think they fire me?
Yeah, because I don't think anybody's going to pick them to win their playoff game, Bucks or Panthers. And I'm not going to act like you won the division with like a 12-win season. You might win it at 9-8.
You very well could.
And so, like, if that's how you do it, and then you lose in the wild card weekend again, yeah, I could see a world where you win the division and still lose Todd Bowles. And I'll always say this: like, I'd always rather my team make it, even if they get thumped or they lose in wild card weekend.
Yeah,
I'd rather just my team be in it. It makes me feel like the franchise is on the right trajectory. Whereas, like, if you're a Viking fan today, you love Brian Flores. Is he going to be back? Do you have the right quarterback? Because you went from 14 wins to, where are they sitting right now?
Seven, I want to say. Six, seven, somewhere in there.
Yeah. God. Yeah. My daughter's basketball game was 6-7, and my nephew's like, hey, hey, hey. And I'm like, no.
Stop scoring now.
They're 7-8.
7-8.
So okay. You've lost half your wins from a year ago.
Yes, you have.
So if you make the playoffs, like, it doesn't mean your team's a contender. You're probably going to lose. But there's a world where you still fire a coach, you keep building on making a playoff in a bad year, and you try to get an upgrading coach and take a positive step in the right direction.
Speaking of that, I got a question for you in the final segment. Let's put a bow on the show.
Okay.
We got a Monday Night Football game to get to. Can old man Rivers do it tonight against the 49ers, or are they still playing for the one seed when the Bears come to town next week for Sunday Night Football? Let's wrap it up. Close out the year next on The Fam.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, welcome back in. The man, Tim Moniz himself, who made the magic hat open, just dropped off a glorious gift. A top hat is here, ladies and gentlemen.
This thing pops. If you push it
down, dude, that's a legit magic hat right there.
This is Frosty the Snowman.
That
magic
is phenomenal.
Hat.
Keep that in the studio year round. A little touch of class. We also got these handouts to put up
we need
around
to put
schools.
Those. Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to be visible on YouTube. I sure hope so.
It says Office Creeper, and he had a great backstory.
It's also, by the way, the wrapping paper that he provided with the gifts is the Office Creeper Jason Swigart. I mean, that's just fun.
I've had many lives here.
Many lives.
Yeah, you have.
Intercom, is this cougar hunting post-divorce
I think that was, after divorce.
The hell is that shirt you're wearing?
That's the sailboat. That's the sailboat shirt from the Nautica collection.
That was photo day, and you opted for the sailboat shirt, huh?
Why wouldn't I?
Well, I mean, you're right. Why wouldn't you? 100%.
I don't want to get into anything big here, but I did want to ask you. So this whole debate's going on this weekend.
By the way, just job well done.
Dude,
Tim.
Tim Moniz showed up out of nowhere. That was phenomenal. We used to work with him years ago. He did all of our, you know, production stuff. I told him we need him back.
It
has not been the same since Tim Moniz left, and that was over a decade ago.
No, everybody here would agree with
that. He was the former morning show producer. Who were you producing?
Colin back in
the
day.
He was here in Colin now, for a while. Yeah.
Tim, can correct me if I don't think I actually ever met Tim. I think he was here, but I was always like at a night Mariner producing thing, and so I missed the window.
We bumped in from time to time, but not a ton. But we were more night dwellers.
Yeah, night dwelling days.
Show up at the end of the
day. I had a 1 year old.
If you guys ever,
because I did in the fill in producing stuff, I'd bump into Tim Moniz all the time.
But if you covered high school games, like Tim was our producer for the high school.
I talked to him on the phone because I do high school.
I took over for Tim Moniz when he hung it up as high school football producer. I became the producer of Friday Night High School Football.
I hated you then.
Coordinating all my hits. Where are all my guys at? I got to get them on the phone.
Somebody good like Tim, huh?
Swag needs the drums in the post game scoreboard show. We got to get this thing going. Not to throw too big of a can of worms at you, but this whole debate happened over the entire weekend, and all I can think to myself is my opinion's kind of irrelevant on this.
Okay.
Would you rather Oregon State or teams like Oregon State play in the college football playoff? Because we talked about this in the last segment. If you're a Bucs fan, right, are you rooting for them to make the playoffs and then get, you know, dumped and you fire your coach? Or would you rather have a group of six playoff? Knowing that the majority of the time, the group of six teams going to get killed when they go. Like, that's just the reality we live in.
What's the eyeball difference going to be between Montana State, and Tulane Ole Miss?
Probably sizable. But I don't know the answer to that.
I'll take the exposure.
Yeah.
I'd rather be JMU.
That's what I would have thought, but I don't want to put words in your mouth of just like, hey, we're here. Like, JMU fans had a lot of fun with it for a couple weeks.
They knew they were losing.
They knew they were going to lose, and it was like, hey, we were in the playoffs.
Tulane knew they were losing.
Yeah, but we're in the playoffs.
Right. And so I think I would always rather be involved with the highest of level of the sport, even if my team's not on that level.
Knowing you can't win a national title.
Versus
just
like
to be involved.
I actually watched like 10 minutes of Montana State. I know what that rivalry means to those fans because I have a lot of people in my orbit that are fans of them.
What's it, the Battle of the Brawl? What do they call it?
Something. But it was an FCS semi, right? There's a lot on the line for it. And we had a former coworker of ours, McGinley, just text me out of blue, don't give me any grief about this. And I was like, I literally don't care.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like,
right now.
But I gave him some grief, jokingly,
sure.
But yeah, I'd rather my team be the topic of conversation today where people are pissed that we made it.
Okay. I was curious
and
to
we
ask
get guess who's getting a lot of exposure on air right now? It's
James
JMU,
Madison.
It's Tulane, and it's should they be in? JMU. I'd rather people do that with Oregon State.
Okay. That's all I was curious of. We do have a bowl game today, for those curious. The Idaho Potato Bowl, if you want to watch. It's the Cougs wrapping up their season.
Yeah, the Gary Andersons against the Trent Braves.
That is it. Washington State, Utah State. That's happening today, so if you're curious, you can watch it. And then we get Old Man Rivers on Monday Night Football.
I'm nervous.
5.5 is your... This is my last... I need a win for a 3-0 weekend. We all had a winning weekend. Yeah. Great weekend. It's breaking the line going into the holidays.
Absolutely.
Well done, boys.
Yeah.
I do have the Niners minus 5.5. Why are we nervous tonight about Old Man Rivers?
Everything I've said. You ever give bad takes?
All the time.
I don't want him to beat me.
All the time.
He's going to throw an 8-yard route that Pittman's going to take all the way to the house, and I'm going to lose, or my team's going to lose on a walk-off field goal.
Yeah.
Buckner's been activated. Now I'm nervous.
He's back.
I just think everybody thinks the Niners will win this game, and I don't like
it's
that.
Not a good comfortable. I hate when everybody tells you your team's going to win.
Yeah, it's a bad place to be.
Pick
man.
Against me, please.
It's
give me
on
some
the
doubt.
Road.
Yeah.
You know, it's Monday Night Football.
Their season's on the line. This is it for them. They lose. They're done. They're toast.
Well, our season's on the line in a certain way.
Yes, it is.
Like we might
be clinched, but
yeah, I want to beat the Seahawks for the division or a one seed. That would be fun. That rivalry's already great. I'm nervous. The pucker factor's at 9.5 for me here, Andrew. Okay. I hope you get your win, though.
It'd be nice. Niners and Colts, that's how we wrap up the NFL weekend. That will do it for us, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the schedule, for those curious. Swag will be here the entire time. He's not going anywhere. Swag lives here. I will be back on New Year's Eve doing a show with Anthony Newman and Souk from 1 to 4. That's leading into the Miami-Ohio State game.
Mm.
We are all off on New Year's Day.
Yep.
Well, you know, yeah. And then on the 2nd, we will be back doing a show to recap everything that happened.
We will be here on the 2nd.
Friday the 2nd will be our next show as a collective. But there will be shows the entirety of the time other than the holidays, right? Like Christmas Day ain't nobody going to be here. We'll have basketball games on and that kind of stuff. Yeah. But Joe and Rashad are going to fill in. Swag will be here. Yep. So the show continues. Greg and I taking a little bit of a break. And that will do it for us, folks. Happy holidays to all of you out there. Thanks so much for listening all year long. We love each and every one of you, even if you yell at us and hate all of our takes. We appreciate you being with us every single day. Have a wonderful Christmas, a happy holiday season. We'll talk to you January 2nd. You are listening to 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.